The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
See,
they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're back for another week of Total Divas Season 3, Episode 16. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and well, I think there's going to be some drama, some Brie mode.
I think we're going to get some Brie mode.
He's trying so hard to do that. And a whole lot more, and I say we just jump right into it.
After the break.
That's right. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a Johnson Jones! That's the State Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins got a piece of something Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
That's hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
Then you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill.
Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world. I'm back, back, back on top of the world. Yeah, I'm back, back, back on top of the world. The world, 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 world.
And welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com. We're going to have Remode in London. That's right. It's season 3, episode 16. And, well, oh, it's going to get nasty in a lot of ways.
Remode.
Wow.
And we are in Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, England. Birmingham, Alabama. It's Paige and Alicia. And, hey, it's Renee Young. Renee Young is eating a taco. Wow. Wow. Rosa and her bouncing boobs.
Oh my god, we're getting a table. Alicia, get the table! And she's hiding under the table.
Why is she hiding under the table? Paige is just sitting there and...
And we have Summer and Emma.
Alicia is scaring them. And Titus.
And Ethan Titus, and she's about to get kicked in the face by Titus.
Slater, get out. Mark Carano. Natty. Natty got scared the shit out of.
Paige is like...
I'm just sitting here, saying my own business.
Wow, that was... That was okay.
All right, then.
Having some fun. And we are in Tampa with Natty and Louie.
Louie.
And Natty's parents.
The Anvil. Her and her father have a special bond with one another. Apparently her father's having a lot of issues. They were watching her match from NXT. And
which was a great match, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
It was.
And we're in Knoxville. Oh, God, we're playing with forklifts. Wow, Paige.
Not in the prostitute sort of way. Wow.
That was special.
Apparently Nikki had to make sure John had a passport. The Bellas are going to the MTV Awards in Europe. Paige wants Remode. Skinny margaritas and tequila. Lindsay's like, can I come? I love how Nikki's the one disagreeing about drinking.
I love how Paige is trying to get Brie popped.
Uh-huh. And Nikki's against drinking.
No, she's against Brie drinking.
We got Brie drinking.
Hey, it's Cesaro and Wade.
I got some bad news. Brie has gray hairs. Alicia Fox has gray pubic hair.
Ew.
Paige is a hairy chick. And they're bringing up how Wade's there. And Alicia's not happy. Apparently they did it for about 2 years.
And apparently they broke up.
He broke up with her.
And Alicia runs, like, in the complete opposite direction.
Of Wade Barrett. That's awesome. He's been out injured, and, you know, this is the first time they're going to see each other.
So he broke up with her, and then he got hurt.
She's very embarrassed about the whole breakup thing. Paige is like, yeah, suck it up, dude.
Okay, then!
That's how they get sucked up for a match.
And Paige needs to use the potty. And now they're in the UK.
There's John Cena, and Nikki, and they're with the tour bus.
And here comes Paige, out in the UK.
I'm home, bitches. She's very excited to be home.
I would be.
The non-tan diva. She loves being back home in the UK.
I bet. Get to see her family, see everyone. Yeah, that's awesome. There's Miz and Mizdow.
Now he's trying to get her father some help. Oh, there's a court date and other things. And
hey, it's Paul Heyman.
Please. Rusev. Yeah.
It's Wrestler Spotting 101.
Right. The Anvil doesn't think he has a problem. And Natty has to go to court next week to get him to, you know, say, I have a problem.
Natty likes to have control of things.
Yes, she does. She's a, like, it's the one thing she believes TJ thinks she needs to work on.
I would agree with that.
Because she is kind of a control freak.
And now we're in Vegas.
How did we get to Vegas? I thought we were in Europe.
I don't think Alicia and Rosa went.
She's not on the first week of the European tour. So they get to hang out in Vegas.
Ow!
That's what it sounds like when, you know, somebody screams when a wrestler comes out. Not mentioning any names. getting glare.
I don't squeak that loud, thank you. And it's not that long.
It's not that long. It's the day of the MTV European Awards.
The girls get ready.
They're walking the black carpet.
And they're presenting with the Hoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff. And he's in a kilt, like he could knows who they are. He asks the Bellas if they want to wrestle. Nikki brings up John Cena.
Name dropper.
I'm going to pick that name right back up. And now we're back in Vegas, baby, Vegas.
At Rose's house.
They're now checking out each other's ass. Oh my
god. Dude, it's what girls do.
Now they're out. It's a girls' night out in Vegas. Are they going to Thunder Down Under? No. Rose is talking about how, Ilyasha needs to meet guys. Rose is the one giving dating advice.
And now, basically, Ilyasha doesn't want to go there. She's still not overweight. Basically, Alicia's not happy in the situation, and she's trying, and she knows Rose is trying to help her, but Alicia's just not ready to date yet. She's not overweight. And basically, it's like, Rose's solution is just go out and meet people and start dating. It's like, and well, now they're bringing up Wade's new girlfriend, and Alicia's not happy.
And Alicia freaks out. And now Alicia tells her, fuck you.
Went one step too far there, Rosa.
A little bit. They're in a hotel bar with Paige. It's Paige and the Bellas that have a drink. Nikki Bella's making Paige fancy. She's holding
Paige doesn't even know how to hold a purse. I love it.
Right? They're cringing and taking shots. It burns. They're going to finish the champagne and Bree will go to bed. Nikki's already gone to bed. He's like, don't leave the hotel. Apparently Nikki can control her booze. Bree can't. Oh no, more shots.
Bree's this is what happens when you go partying with a 22-year-old Bree. Just saying.
Paige is like, just drink them all. And they're downing shots. Shot after shot after shot after shot. Paige is like, mission completed. Bree move.
Oh my god, Paige. Okay, so, where do we want to begin on this?
Wherever you want.
I think we need to stay away from Alicia and, Wade for a minute. Just cause there's gonna be more on that.
Yeah.
I just love how Paige is just like, I want to see Bree mode, I want to see Bree mode, I want to see it, I want to see it, damn it, somebody get her drunk. Screw it, I'm going to get her drunk.
I'll do anything I can to get Bree mode. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, and there's going to be more on that, but yeah. I do have one quick comment on Alicia and Wade. This is why you don't date people you work with. It seems to be a recurring theme. Again, this is why. Because if you don't end up together and you break up, it gets awkward as shit. But yeah, kinda interesting also that, Nikki's dropping John's name.
A lot.
A lot. Which, you know, she's dating him, and if she wants to, that's cool, but it's just like, really? You could have just said my boyfriend wouldn't like that.
Right. But no, because no one would know who her boyfriend is, so you gotta use the name John Cena.
Everybody knows who her boyfriend is. We all know who she's sleeping with.
You were going to try to say something else, weren't you?
Yes. Snogging. We all know who she's snogging. Are you happy?
Yes. You don't have to hold back.
Yes, I do. Mainly because I'm sober and then we can't excuse it.
Right. We need Lindsay mode.
Rack mode.
Rack mode. We'll call it rack mode.
Oh, no.
No.
Anyway. No. I was thinking that and he did it. Amazing. I have control of the brain.
Oh, this ain't good.
Does that make me natty? I'm sorry. But she's like, well, I'm a bit of a control freak. You think? I'm not the only one that sees that, right?
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, I'm so happy she said it because it's like I've been thinking that for like ever since we started watching this show. So it's the fact that she recognizes it, it's like, oh thank God.
Right.
Okay, I can stop.
Stop thinking it and actually it's out in the open now. We can talk about it, how she's very controlling. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, as we come back from break, we're still in the UK. We've left the hotel.
Nick is gonna be pissed.
And Bree plays her theme in the car.
Bree mode.
They have drinks in the car. Apparently you can take your drinks with you in London. I need to go to London. And basically they go plugging. Oh gross. They're putting the worm in the tequila. Ew. It's fiber, Bree. It's all natural. Yep, Bree's wasted. Paige is wasted. This is amazing. And you can't take her anywhere, because she's falling down everywhere. Oh my god, this is epic. Where is Brian? Oh shit, they're calling Nikki, they're drunk dialing Nikki. Does she have a bottle of vodka? And apparently she lost her shoe.
How do you lose? That was a Madovaka, and how did she lose her shoe? What? Now they're making up songs. Why did I lose my shoe?
Oh my god, that's amazing. We need Paige to get more people drunk.
I had no words for that. That's why I had no words. Her stumble. I just had no words.
And now we're back in Vegas.
Her heart was really broken by Wade Barry. And Rose was like, it helps to talk. Because she really, really cared about him. She doesn't even know why they broke up. And now they're hugging and like, I'm here for you, I'm here for you.
Well, I mean, you date someone for 2 years, you get pretty attached.
And uh-oh, Nikki's pissed.
Here comes Nikki!
She wasn't happy with Bremen! Time to work out before Raw. Knock, 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 knock. No answer from Bree.
Oh my god, did they not make it back to the...
Paige left her at the elevator last night, and Bree's nowhere to be found.
Why would you call Paige instead of your sister?
Because she was, I guess, Paige. Bree didn't answer first. Apparently they get a lot of people who, you know, pass out at their hotels. Bree's sleeping.
She's hung over. What the fuck do you think's wrong with her?
Like, I told her not to do this, I told her not to do this, I told her not to do it, and she did it.
She's passed out in the bed. Is that water or vodka?
That was water, and that was...
Ew.
That was Bree-mo coming out the other end. Bree puked on her tits. On Nikki's tits. And she called her disgusting. That was the polite version of it. Looks like we get the sensitive side of bad news, power.
Is this where he goes, I'm afraid I have some bad news?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Alright, so as we go to break...
We need to talk about Bree-mo.
That was amazing. I need Paige to get more people drunk. Natty, we need Paige to get Natty drunk. I need this.
Right.
I need to see this.
Right. It needs to happen. Right.
Totally needs to happen. Just one night with Paige.
That would be amazing. So that would be Natty mode? I don't know.
Natty drunk would be... I'm trying to think of what she would be like. She would either get really chatty, or she would pass out. I can't figure out which. Or she could get violent. I don't think so, though.
I don't think she'll get violent. I think she'll get chatty.
Probably chatty.
She'd be chatty natty.
Chatty natty. Should be an episode of The Twilight Zone. But no, that was just, and you know, that was just, yeah. That was all kinds of special and amazing. And Paige is like, yeah, I'm just going to take Bree out and get her totally wasted and see what happens.
Plan executed to perfection. All
right. Right?
Alright.
She's like, sweet, pulled it off.
Nailed it. Bam.
And Nikki's all pissed because it's like, oh hey, you know, I told, you know, this is what comes from you having one drink. No, it's something of this comes from her going out and having a good time with Paige. You know, Bree's a grown woman. And if she wants to go out and get messed up and then come back, that's her choice. Cause I'm sorry, as I recall, wasn't Nikki pushing for Bree to get wasted when they went to, what was it? It wasn't Cabo, it was somewhere else. Like, as I recall, Nikki was trying to convince Bree to get drunk because they were in the islands. I forget where, it was Martinique or something like that. And that was like her whole thing, the whole trip was she wanted Bree-mo the whole trip and Bree didn't want to drink. And they got in this huge fight about it and then basically they made up and it's like, well, you know, Bree's gonna drink when she wants to and she's not going to. And now Nikki's like, oh well, you know, you have to get rest and you have to do this and, you know, you can't get drunk. And, you know, she gets all pissed when Bree goes out and gets drunk. So it's like, wait, what? Just a little confusing. Last season, this is what she wanted.
It was.
Yeah, you know, she wanted to get drunk with her sister.
Here's the difference. Work, play. Work, play.
I want to get work, play. Like, I get that. But it's like, really, Nikki, really, you've never gone on a bender before, the night before a show? You've never done that? Ever?
She probably has.
Many times, I'm sure. So it's like, just, you know, cut her a little slack. Bree went out, she had some fun, she's not gonna do it again.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
Is Paige involved? We don't know!
Well, we're gonna have to find out then.
We are going to have to come find out as we come back from break. We're now in Liverpool. We're getting a tour of England.
Ew, we don't even have to go. It's right on TV.
No, we have to go.
We have to go.
Road trip.
Hey, if anyone wants to sponsor the Rack go to London, please do.
Yes.
We'll happily take your money and go across London. Alicia's made the trip now. It's Natty, Alicia, and she's hopping. She's climbing the fence. She's twerking on the fence, the legendary fence, to get away from Natty.
But yeah, basically they're getting away. They're on a Beatles tour. They're seeing all the sights.
Lisa's talking about how her and Rose got in a fight and how she had been telling her she needs to get overweight and blah, 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 blah. Nana's like, you have an anxiety. You have to confront Wade Barrett.
Yes, please do. I want to see this.
Right. According to Lisa, the idea of talking to Wade Barrett makes her sick to her stomach.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, again, he broke up with her for no reason, apparently, and she doesn't know what to do.
They confuse Sally, Jesse, and Raphael with RuPaul.
Wow, that's kind of special. That's, like, really kind of special. And now we're at Monday Night Raw in the UK at Liverpool, where Bree sobered up, apparently.
Paige's like, Bree is so much fun. Bree mode wasn't a myth, it's a thing. Now Bree's talking about how she sort of vomited on Nikki. Nikki and her big black cloud.
Oops.
What's up, Satan?
Wow. There's no love lost between these three. It's awesome.
Right. Paige is like, I caused the fight. I'm just going to walk away now. She feels fine now. She got everything out. Apparently, they're comparing whose stomach is fatter.
Neither one of you are fat, just saying.
No. No, they're not. Xavier saw Brie mode. We have Brie versus AJ.
I love it. Oh, yeah, we saw her. She's messed up.
Yeah. Here's the other type of Brie mode where she does a drop kick.
The not-so-fun Brie mode.
The not-as-fun
Brie mode.
Right. Nikki's sort of impressed. She hasn't missed a beat. Like, oh, alright. Maybe she can get drunk and then wrestle.
Right? Hey, how about that? She told you she felt fine.
Nikki's like, you work pretty damn good hungover. It's like, that's okay, I peeked on your tits. I'm alright. Now Brie's like, let's go get a glass of champagne. Alright then. We're now having lunch with Alicia and the Bellas and people.
Lunch, breakfast, dinner.
Here's Nanny. Nanny's tearing up. She's tearing up from stress. Apparently the anvil got taken to the emergency room and almost died. And she's not really saying anything to the girls. She's just crying.
Yeah, she doesn't want to say anything, you know. It's a hard thing to face, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, where do you want to start? Alright.
So as we get a break.
Where do you want to start?
You know, Nikki, honey, I tried to hold this back last week. It's not all about you. I'm sorry, I feel like she sounds like such a selfish bitch when she's like, well, this could affect the Bella brand, this could affect me. You know, it's not always about you. Hey, guess what, your sister probably could have had alcohol poisoning. Good to know she's okay.
Right? Gotta worry about that Bella brand, not the Bella poisoning Bella brand.
Which, you know, ultimately Brie was fine, and once Brie got it out of her system, which is an indication of how much she drank, because given how small Brie is and the amount of alcohol that she was intaking the night before, I don't know how she didn't have alcohol poisoning. She possibly did. I don't even know. But, yeah, it's like, I get you are upset that your sister went out and got drunk. Totally understand it. That doesn't mean that it's like you have the right to be such a bitch to her. It's like, you know what, if I had a sister and I was mad at her, I would be mad at her, but at the same time, if she started throwing up, it's like, okay, no, we probably need to get you to a doctor or to the hospital or to somewhere, because that's a sign, that's a bad sign if she starts throwing up. So it's like, because that means basically her body can't ingest all the alcohol that she's consumed, and so now it's literally trying to get it out of her system by throwing it up.
Right.
And so that's a very dangerous sign. And it's like, yeah, but when she said, you know, it could affect me. And it's the tone in which she said it. It's like, you know what, honey? It's not all about you.
Nope.
Just, again, she's almost acting like she's never done what Brie did. And it's like, no, you have.
She probably has. It's Nikki Bella. She drinks all the time, you know. Maybe she hasn't in a while, but...
Yeah. Just, I'm sorry. I tried to hold that in as long as I could, but it's just like, you know, no. And then we're gonna go to Alicia and Wade here in a minute, because Alicia's gonna talk to Wade. This is like second grade.
And I love it. Awesome.
Like, I get okay, so I lied. We're not going into a minute. We're going to it now. Like, I get he broke her heart. And again, this is my number one rule. Never date people you work with. This is why. This is exactly why. And in the end, it's all gonna work itself out, and it's gonna be fine, because it's total divas, and that's what happens. But in real life, that doesn't always happen, and it can get super weird and super awkward really quick. And keep in mind that, you know, it's not like high school where you can just, you know, at the end of the year, but it goes to summer vacation and you don't see each other for 3 months and it's cool. You see this person every day, 5 days a week.
Right.
You know, in their case, they're traveling the world together.
Yeah.
So they're stuck on planes, cars, buses, everything. You get in really close, awkward situations. And so it's like, it's probably better that you don't date in the workplace. Like, I understand they can't avoid it sometimes because you're, again, with these people 300 days a year. It's going to happen. It's just, it's going to happen. But it's just, yeah, that's just my number one rule. It's like, just think before you do it, but don't do it. Because it can get, case in point, awkward. Like, really awkward.
Right.
But, yeah. Yeah. Bless you, Paige, for Brie Mode. I'm just going to keep saying that. Bless you, Paige.
Right.
Because you're awesome. But anyway, as we come back from break, we're in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're back from the UK.
Aww. Natty's at a signing of some sort. It's a meet and greet. Her team, Natty. Thank you, Team Natty, for all your support during the Wrestling Radio Awards.
We appreciate you.
We do. And someone else, how's TJ?
Her dad and TJ.
Natty needs help. This is what basically what she just brought up. She can't do this all on her own. Was that Kane?
Which is good that...
Was that
that's
Kane.
Kane.
Yeah.
Well, the front of Kane.
The front of Kane. Didn't see his face, only part of his body.
And so Natty finds her support system. She goes to her husband.
Natty needs TJ's support. She's like, I don't think he can function. Natty wants TJ to talk to Danville. Natty knows when she needs him, he's there.
Basically, TJ is just being her support. He's being a good husband.
Right.
Despite the differences.
We now have Paige and Alicia eating. And there's Wade Barrett.
And hey, look, it's Wade.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Alicia has no plan, but she needs to talk to Wade.
Still makes her sick to her stomach. She doesn't know what to do. We're just gonna go.
Okay.
Cause there wasn't enough there. Oh god, Natty's gonna have an intervention.
There's Fandango, and there's the Bellas, and there's Paige, and everyone's walking around, and Paige, and...
They're going into the women's room.
Girl talk. And Alicia feels like she's gonna throw up. Puke show! This is really the puke show. She pukes and goes. Paige goes right up to Wade, and then Alicia bails.
Wow, this is like literally second grade. This is amazing.
Her support
system. So uncomfortable right now.
Right?
And they all leave them there.
Wade's like, oh crap. Alicia's like, yeah, 5 minutes, let's go talk. And now Paige is like sneaking up, trying to figure out what's going on. Alicia's like, it's weird that you're here. She covers her face and then says, I feel like you broke my heart.
And not in front of a camera. That's obviously what that is.
Uh-huh. The last thing he wants to do is make her upset.
Oh, Wade, you're such a gentleman.
I feel like we broke up on a bad note.
Well, he didn't break up on a bad note.
Well, they didn't. She don't want another.
Basically, he says, I'll do what I need to do to make you comfortable. And now she wants to know why he broke up with her.
Oh! Damn.
Wow! That was brutally honest.
Honest? Yeah.
Damn! Basically, he told her the reason why he broke up with her is because he didn't see himself spending the rest of his life with her, and he didn't want to waste his time and her time.
Wow.
That was harsh.
He's bad news, Barrett. Paige never stooges out Alicia, so that's a good friend.
Yeah.
He's like, I know someone, you'll meet someone very soon.
Oh, Wade, you're such a sweetheart.
Oh my god. We'll talk about that in a bit.
That was, wow.
We'll get there. Now we're Natty and TJ's.
Where's the other one? Where's the third one? Where's Louie?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, the anvil's coming over.
She's like, I could end up ruining his life. TJ's like saving it.
Okay, so as we go to break... Okay, we're gonna pause there, cause we need to talk about Alicia and Wade. And then we're gonna get to Natty. Cause Natty's just gonna be kind of that holy crap moment, but... Damn! Just damn!
Brutal honesty.
That was pretty brutal, man. I have to applaud her for holding that together. Cause I probably would have punched him in the face.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even gonna lie, I would have probably punched him in the face. Like, I don't see myself spending the rest of my life with you. Okay, that's fair. I can accept that. And it just feels like I was wasting your time and my time. What?
Apparently he never got past like.
Apparently. You dated for 2 years! How do you date for 2 years and never get past like?
Ask Wade Barrett.
Damn! Just...
That was brutal and honest. Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. That was something.
I like Paige, like, sneaking around, trying to hear what's going on, too.
I love how Paige is like the instigator in the whole thing. All right, there's Wade. You're going to come talk to him now. Bye. Okay, bye.
I heart Paige. I'm just pointing it out.
Paige is like this little mini hurricane that just like comes around and disrupts their lives and somehow makes like everything, the disruption is enough that it makes everything better, worse sometimes, but.
Makes things interesting.
Makes things interesting. Cause she's just running around and she's like, okay, I'm just gonna get into trouble today. Whose life can I mess up today? Ha ha ha. No. But yeah, so it's good that they talked. It's good that they had that out in the open. It's good that they're friends, in quotations again.
Right.
And yeah. And he was extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. He didn't want to confront those cameras.
No, he's like, do we have to?
Okay, I'm gonna keep a smile on my face and just sort of grab Barrett.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, but as we come back from break, the intervention's on. We see the anvil arriving at Natty and TJ's. Where are her sisters?
In Calgary. He's bringing over some medals, and they have a hot tub. Natty knows her father needs tough love.
This is incredibly civil for someone that's, you know, taking their father to court.
Natty wants the anvil in the Hall of Fame. Natty wants him to start feeling better, and he's ignoring her.
Basically, he doesn't want to address the issue.
She's trying to have this intervention, he's just ignoring it. Dan Spivey is on the phone, and he's talking to TJ about it, you know, how he needs someone to talk to. And
okay, so Dan is coming. Oh god, this is gonna get ugly.
Yeah. So, this is ugly and uncomfortable here in a second.
He's out of the hot tub, he's hanging out with TJ, and Dan's coming in the house.
They want him to go to rehab right now. Hunter and WWE are paying for him to go to rehab. And he's coming around to doing it.
Yay!
So that's why Natty had the discussion with Hunter.
Yeah. So, Jim Neidhart has gone to rehab with Dan Spivey, and, you know, everything is working itself out, and Natty and TJ embrace, and, well, maybe, and TJ bails.
Well, he was leaving.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, next week. Oh my god, next week. He's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be interesting.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, where do we want to go with this?
I don't know. You pick a spot.
It's good news that Jim is going to rehab. He's going to get clean. You know, obviously that they're taking advantage of the WWE policy that, you know, any former talents can go to drug rehab on them as many times as they want, as long as it takes. You know, that's wonderful. You can probably tell that in the past rehab's probably been a problem for him because they may not have had the money for him to go. And, you know, court-ordered rehab is not something that necessarily works because you have to want to go. You have to want to get better. And you're the one that has to make that decision. Nobody else can make it for you. So props to Natty for doing that because I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard thing to look at your parent and say, all right, look, your life's messed up. You need to get clean. And so you need to go to rehab, like, right now. That's a hard thing to do for your parents, so props to Natty for doing that. Props to TJ for coming over and helping, because clearly there's a rift between the two. And...
Yeah, you know, yeah.
You can tell he loves her, that he loves her father, and she loves him, but there's
issues.
There's issues. Because he's just like... He's like, all right, I'll come over and help, because it's your dad, and I love your dad, and I love you, and, you know, and when they were done, he's like, peace.
Peace and well. Alright, but there's some of the show. Primo!
Yeah, Primo and Paige, that was awesome, but yeah. And it seems like next week we're gonna get into Nikki's, I deserve everything mode.
Nikki mode!
We'll have to see, but we have clips from next week, don't we?
We have some clips.
Alright, well, let's do it.
I don't look that cute. So this is nice. It's kind of a little extreme, don't you think?
Well, he's been wanting to do this for a long time. It's just a matter of timing. Once he saw how much downtime you were going to have, he said, got to do it. We got to do it now. You know, it's been a long time, lots of years. So.
Are you not telling me something?
No.
Dad's good. Dad's fine.
He's thrilled just to be able to get everybody together, all this one family. Grandkids now, back, what, 23 years ago?
That's why I'm like, something's going on.
No, he's good.
Part of me thinks, like, something else is going on. What's the real reason Dad's bringing us all out here? I mean, I think the worst, but I blame it on my parents because they don't tell me.
He got his chemo shot, man.
What?
Did you know that he's already going back taking shots for cancer?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't want to be in the dark. I do want to know what's going on.
When it gets to that point, you will know.
For him to really come out here and put this all together makes me really be like, maybe there's not going to be another opportunity for us all to be together again.
Like I've told you before, if there is a change, you'll be the first one to know.
All right.
So we're going on vacation with Eva Marie and the family to Vegas.
Of course. That's where you go for vacation when you're told Eva's.
That this is gonna be interesting.
Interesting is a good way to put it.
So again, we're gonna find out more about, you know, the family issues and, well, how her father's doing
and all that fun, happy stuff, and looks like drama's gonna happen.
Oh yeah. In a big, 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 big way.
Yeah.
So, clip two?
Clip two. Here we go.
I'm over at my mom's house to loop her in on my life and what's going on with my dad, and I really need to kind of just touch base with her.
Hey.
You okay? Can,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Do you want to go to the kitchen? What is this? You guys pulled up all the carpet.
I came home and the rug was sopping wet here. It had just gone all the way through the walls from the toilet.
Mommy, if there was a flood, why didn't you guys call me and tell me? I would have come over here and helped fix it. I know my dad has really been struggling and trying to get through issues that he's had, but I didn't realize that my mom was going home and waking up every day in this. I can't believe that you guys had a flood that was this bad in this house. I'm on the road 300 days a year, so I don't have time on my days off to go and monitor everybody's homes and see how my mom and dad are living.
I'm too overwhelmed, Daddy. I don't even know where to begin, you know.
Just relax. We're going to get this place looking great.
Look at the water damage.
I know. This is no way to live, Mommy. It's okay. It really breaks my heart to see what my mom is going through, and I have to do something to fix the situation, because I don't think my mom and dad know what to do to fix it anymore. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, oh. I'm yawning.
Hey, right now I'm just with my mom and we're just kind of tidying up her house. I guess there was a flood in it.
Oh damn.
I don't know what to do right now, TJ. I really don't.
I'm almost a little shocked that you're calling me.
Well, I'm trying to help my mom, and this is sort of a family crisis.
You want me to come down there?
I honestly don't know what to do. I'm, like, overwhelmed.
Let me look into some things, and then I'll call you back.
Okay. I need to remove items that were damaged in the flood, and everything needs to be done now. This is a critical situation, and my mom cannot come back here to live until it's fixed. I'm here for you.
Damn, TJ.
He was heartless. A little bit.
Just a little bit. So, are Nanny's parents still together?
I don't know.
Because sometimes she refers to them together, and sometimes it's like it's her mom's house. I don't know. I'm curious. That's all. It's a very interesting family dynamic.
Yes, it is.
So, Will the rift between Nanny and TJ fix? I think the drama we've been waiting for with those two is finally coming!
And you can tell her mother is very Calgarian?
Yes.
With the accent? She's a very deep one?
Yes.
Like a lot of the harps do?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Anyway, so yeah, drama next week.
Should get interesting, but, well, I think we're done.
I think we are done too.
Alright, folks, that was Season 3, Episode 16 of Total Divas. Stay tuned, because next week we will be back with Episode 17. Something tells me we don't want to miss it. So till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!